Thank you, Mr. Mike. God bless you, Mike. God bless you so much. You brought this conference to Boscobel, Mineral Point, and it's been nothing but a pleasure to be here. My wife and I are so glad to join you folks and be with you, because it's like a breath of fresh air for us to fellowship and enjoy your companionship here. And I believe that's the way it should be. That's the way I see it in the scriptures, and I believe that's what it's all about. Thank you, saints, with love in Christ Jesus. Over here, folks, we have the diagram of prepositions. And you find prepositions in the grammatical focus, as well as in the lexical focus. In the Woods book, yes, the Woods, Guy Woods, and we started that on our first Greek class just a few years back, and I noticed from your participation, and I'm blessed by it, if I were grading you without even looking at your papers, I would give you a big A. And you could take it home and say thank you to the Lord. Just for giving you an A for Alpha, the Christ of God. Can't say enough about it. But we're learning. These prepositions, we're going to go to the very top one that says far above. There's a horizontal line, and there's a horizontal line below it, which means upon, from the Greek word empty. And just to give you an idea about where empty belongs, you'll find it in empuranios, or empuranios in another inflection. And it means in the heavenly places. That's your place of abode. And it's the same as huperano up there where it says far above. That's not two different places. One is a verb and one is a noun. And that's why you have the empuranios, and up there you got huperano. Huperano. Ano, uranon. That's a noun. The other is a preposition phrase. En tois, epuranios. I hope that makes sense to you. I know you'll follow up, and the Lord will clear it up, I'm sure. Just read it over good. Check your analects. Check your Strong's numbers. And also check one thing that's very, very important. Check the appendix in the Companion Bible by Bullinger. And the number of that appendix, I believe, is 104. Is it? Thank you very much. Good. I wasn't sure, but I didn't ask you to look it up. But thank you. It is 104. And it's got just about every preposition you need to know about. And Bullinger calls epuranios a superposition. It's a position. It's not a place. That's why they scratch out places in the scripture, because it's a place. And the other one is a I'm sorry, what did I hear back there? It was a noun. Okay, it's a position. But the far above all, there's no question about it. It's also a position, a superposition, huper superposition, but it's not place. It's a position of Jesus Christ, who holds the position of being faultless, clean, blameless, just everything you can say about him. in the highest of dignity for the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our hope. And that hope is Elpidas. Elpidas, defined from the Koine Greek, means an existing certainty. That's what hope is. It's something that's existing. And we have a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. In one place that I can pick up right now is a blessed hope in Titus 2:13. We live looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is so, so rich to me, and I know it is to you. Many that I've talked to, even during the break, I have learned something tonight. And you know, I believe that because I'm learning right along with you. I think I learn right along because it's the Lord who does the teaching. And He's teaching all of us. You're not left out at all. All we need to do is dig. Because if we are His workmanship, and the Lord said that we are His workmanship of grace, are you saved through faith? That's in Ephesians. And that's one of the richest books. I know Ronnie's going to have a wonderful time delivering that message because it's Ephesians. And it ties in with a sister epistle, which is Colossians. And both tied together are just dynamite with blessings. And I can hardly wait to sit down and relax and listen to the goodness and the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done with Paul, who gave us those epistles. It's just wonderfully great. Back to the preposition. You can see that word, ek. That word ek is out of. There's another preposition, en, which is in, I-N, or by. I'm going to share some good points about that tomorrow when I deliver the Colossians message. And there's dia there. There's a cross, another preposition. I'm not going to try to give you any meanings to these because if you look up in your companion Bible, Appendix 104, that will give you something more than adequate to understand about Koine Greek prepositions. Hina is not a preposition. Many people think it's a preposition. And it's important to know what they are because a lot of people will, let's say they talk about Hina. Hina is the word that. That for this intent, etc., etc., etc. That this so-and-so happened. That this may happen. It's an adverb. But I heard a talk on tape. Somebody was mentioning Hina and how great a word it is. And it is a wonderful word, like all of them are. But he kept saying, this preposition, he must have said it about five times. And I'm not going to mention the name because I don't want to say anything bad about anybody. But he should have been aware, and he would have saved a lot of embarrassment for somebody who, well, we'd probably get criticized too. But that's okay. We're still in this carcass of ours. I'm sorry to say it, call it just a carcass, but we're just something that's going to become ashes, and the Lord is going to give us a brand new one. And He's going to be our head. And we can travel at the speed of light, and we don't have to ride in airplanes or drive bumpy roads. We'll just be there. We don't have back problems anymore like some of our dear friends have, and like I have myself. But we'll have it. Complete in Christ. Body and all. even the language. I hope we can all speak Koine Greek fluently, and I'm sure we will, because we can think that, and the Lord's got something for us over and above what we can say or think. Amen. What else? I've got material here at 3 o'clock in the morning. If anybody wants to, but I'm not going to do that. I've got a lot of Greek words here. It's like an index that I like to do after every time I study. And there's a dissertation after every word. And we're going to stop now while you have grasped in your hearts, at least, what we've learned tonight. And pray that the Lord gives me more. Let's pray for each other that He gives us more. Because we're all learning together. I wish I could recognize a word the minute I saw it. I would love that. And I'm getting to where I can do it a little better. Like a baby crawling, maybe a little better than crawling. That's about it. I want to go where I can race and be there. And we'll share. Left Ryan pretty good, so I'm going to close there. Thanking the Lord Jesus Christ for the scripture in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. Since you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth.